Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 85. They're creepy and they're crawly. So I was really supposed to release this podcast last week for Halloween. So I'm a little bit late. I'm a week later because I decided to release the other one first because that's the chronological order I did them in. So if you haven't listened to last week's podcast, have a listen. And it was called You're So Much Better Than You Think. So the sound quality on that one mightn't have been great, but it's well worth a listen. It was only because I was shooting it outside, so there was a little bit of wind noise. I tried to restrict as much of it as I possibly could in the editing, but sure, it's probably not as good sound quality as the other podcasts. Hopefully we're back to normal, but it's still definitely worth a listen. Right, so this one, they're creepy and they're crawly. So yeah, it was Halloween. Halloween was on Thursday. This is released on the Wednesday after the Thursday. So maybe there's a few Halloween decorations still floating around before all the Christmas stuff comes at us like an absolute avalanche. It's not actually about the Addams Family, even though there's a new movie coming out, I think. It's not about the Addams Family. They're Creepy and They're Crawly is about you dealing with toxic people. So there's a sensitive subject, toxic people. Well, what are toxic people? Basically, toxic people are anyone that negatively affects your mental health. Specifically if they're doing it on purpose, so specifically if they are manipulating you or gaslighting you or just trying to do it on purpose, trying to use you for their own advantages or trying to just simply bring you down, like competition or you know, frenemy. So who could a toxic person be? Well, generally, a toxic person is somebody that's struggling with their own mental health issues. They may not be struggling. They may not be acknowledging their own mental health issues. They may be in denial, or they may be perfectly comfortable with their own mental health issues. They may not be in a position for you to actually be helping them. You cannot help everybody. You can't help everybody. Obviously, you help the ones that are in your life that care about you and you care about them and they require your help and they want you to help, or sometimes even if they don't want you to help, you can still attempt to help them. But certain times you'll come across people that don't want your help, don't need your help, aren't willing to listen to your help, and you cannot help everybody. I won't go into too much to be, you know, what it's like being an empath, but anybody who is particularly sensitive to other people's feelings or emotions, i.e. you can sense what people are feeling and thinking, they don't have to kind of say it. You're probably a little bit more sensitive to the feelings of whatever group dynamics is going on at the time than other people. You know, some people just don't notice anything around them, and some people notice absolutely everything to the detriment of their own energy and their own mental health. So if you're one of those people, you will be specifically vulnerable to toxic people and that toxic energy and drama that I'm talking about. So, you know, it's not toxic people isn't particularly a politically correct subject. So you have to make sure, I'm sure at some stage all of us in our lives have been that toxic person. So it is up to you to make sure that it's not you again in the future, or to limit it as much as possible. We're all at different stages in our lives. We'll all continue to go through different stages in our lives. Some of them heightened emotional stages and some of them we're too tired to even have heightened emotions, or we're too dulled, or we're too cynical. But it's up to you to be in control of your emotions as much as you can. And it's not up to you to control the emotions of other people around you. So what happens if there's somebody in your life, someone that you could be working with them, or they could be a family member or a relative, or they could be a friend, or there could be a peer you could be studying with them, or that could just be in your social circles. What do you do if you have identified them as being a toxic individual to you, what do you do? Well, number one thing is you don't act mean, because you don't know the reasons. You don't know whatever psychological baggage they have. You haven't walked in their shoes. You don't know exactly what's wrong with them. So you don't know where they are on their path. You don't know what has affected them. So you've no right to treat them mean or to escalate the situation, because that will turn you into a toxic person. It's like a self-defense situation. When somebody attacks you and you have eliminated the threat, I don't mean by killing them, I mean you've defended yourself to the point that they are no longer a threat, and then you continue to strike them, or you can continue to engage in combat when you know the threat has been eliminated. You then transfer, in the eyes of the law, you transfer over from being, you know, a victim to being the assailant, because you've gone past a certain point. So it's the same with being a toxic person. If someone's a toxic person to you, and then you decide to reflect it back on them, well, ultimately, they are still changing your behavior, and you are becoming a toxic person. So you want to avoid that, and avoidance is the key. If at all possible, avoid anybody that is going to emotionally harm you, or you are going to inevitably emotionally harm them, or you're going to say harsh things to them, which ultimately is going to make you feel bad, make them feel bad, and continue the vicious circle, and whoever else the vicious circle manages to drag in and get involved. So that's not a good situation. That's like fighting somebody defending yourself on the street, fighting someone on the street, and then they go home and they get their brothers involved, and then they get their father involved, and they get their cousins involved, and they get family involved, and they get their friends involved, and you're fighting absolutely everybody in this kind of a vicious circle. So that's absolutely what you want to avoid. Avoid people that make you very unhappy. And it goes for family. If it's family, if it's someone close to you, this is the hardest part. And when you go to see them, you leave feeling terrible about yourself, or you leave feeling terrible the person that you became in that environment, or the things that you said, or the things that they said to you, and you start overly thinking about, you know, meanings behind stuff, and basically you leave feeling terrible. Why put yourself into that situation if it is avoidable? Now, if it's not avoidable, so if it's not possible to avoid your boss in work, or to avoid family members, or to avoid certain friends and social circles, or certain peers in your study groups, or your church, or wherever your clubs, whatever it is, it's not possible for you to avoid them because you don't want to miss out on not going to these places, then certainly limit contact. There's no reason to be nasty. There's no reason why you can't still acknowledge the person, still smile, and just limit contact. Why give them ammunition that you know they're going to use against you in the future? So why give them stories? Why include them in your life? Why give them the time for them to lash all their drama on top of you, or for them to say the things that you're going to be second guessing later on your drive home, or your walk home, or your commute home, and you're going to be second guessing what do they mean by that, and what was that all about? Why give them the opportunity to hurt you, and why tell them things that's going to open yourself up? There's a lot of reasons why someone would be a toxic person. As I said at the very start, it's generally because, you know, someone who's a balanced, happy, and healthy individual isn't a toxic person. So they have their own path, their own mental struggles. They could be just extremely narcissistic. They could be delusional. Like, they could be a gaslighter. They could just be a manipulator. They could just be a very domineering, controlling personality. They could just be out of whack, just absolutely not right, or are not mentally healthy. So it's important to keep that in mind, that toxic people are damaged people, and they're damaged for a reason. So remove yourself from the situation, or limit contact, and certainly don't, you know, give them ammunition. We all have the same units of time. There's not enough units of time. I guarantee you, if you're lucky enough to grow old gracefully and be in your deathbed and have time to think, that you're going to regret the wasted time, and you're going to regret not, I suppose, spending time in a more fruitful way, or with your loved ones. I mean, that's what's on everybody's mind in their deathbed, according to all the studies from people that have worked in that in those type of care industries, is that at the end of life, you'll regret not spending more time. It won't be the cars, it won't be the money, I'm sorry to tell you. Obviously, they're important, the Success Sensei believes in those, but it is going to be the connection with the loved ones, the life experiences you have. So why give units of time, large amounts of units of time, to people that don't deserve it in your life when you don't have enough of those units of time for the people that do deserve it? And there's that many good people out there, there's that many people, and not just people that make you feel good about yourself, like they don't have to have the same views, or that's not what this is about, someone, so just classifying someone as toxic because they have a completely different view of life than you, that's not a healthy approach, that's not somebody who's toxic. You know, you can have many friends that have totally different viewpoints and totally different views of life. That's what makes life so interesting. That's not what a toxic person is. You know yourself. I'm sure as I'm doing this podcast, you have names or you have faces in your mind of who it's relating to on your journey and on your path. So that's the great thing. There's that many good people in life to be seeking out, and like-minded are with different points of view, but with the same overall moral values that you have, that you could be spending quality time with, as opposed to giving it to, you know, people in a like time is not infinite. And I think the older you get, the more you realize that, you the more you're closer to questioning your own mortality. So keep that in mind. Toxic people, avoid, limit where it's possible to do so, and embrace positive people. Be a positive person yourself as much as you can in any given moment, despite what's going on, or despite, you know, the problems and the hassles in life. I hope that helps. I hope it helps you, you know, even think about it, because it's a hard enough subject to think about. How will you handle toxic people? What is the correct way to do it? What is the incorrect way to do it? Socially, what's the correct way to do it? And that's always a different decision from internally in your mind, what's the correct way to deal with toxic people. I hope that you had a good Halloween. I hope that everybody's safe. Always worries me this time of year. I know there's going to be stories about kids having been injured. There was already a story, kid being horribly injured with fireworks, and then animals, the same, and animal cruelty, and all of these things that make Halloween a little bit of an ominous time. So hopefully you've survived all that and you've come out intact, and you've avoided all the negative people and all the toxic people that seem to embrace Halloween and can really get on board with the negative aspects of it. Hopefully you've had a positive one. And yeah, I mentioned Christmas earlier. It's going to be a straight run from here till the end of the year. Less than 2 months to go till the end of the year, the end of the decade, the end of this year. And Christmas is fast approaching. Hopefully you're feeling in control of your life. Hopefully you don't have external forces that seem to be dragging you down and you can't figure out why things are so hard. Toxic people. Hopefully you're on top of all that, and hopefully you have your goals in place for next year, as well as finishing out this year strong. If you need any kind of help with your goals, I live for goal setting. I love goal setting. I love goals. Always have my goals on me in a piece of paper, on me at all times. I try to review them every day. I work on them all the time. It gives you a great feeling that you have a little bit of direction in your life, and you have a little bit of control in your life as well. If you need, especially this time of year, any help with your goals, make sure you send me a message in any shape or form, email, message, messenger, and any of the social media, and I will absolutely 100% get back to you. Might be straight away, but I certainly will get back to you as soon as I can. I'll be as quick as I can. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.